Obama to Americans, stop farting. Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. This is Pia Forever with a news. Flatulating 10 years, a news audio. Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. Washington. The Obama administration has announced a set of much anticipated and unprecedented steps to regulate emissions of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas second only to carbon dioxide, and its role in the climate debate. The administration and the Environmental Protection Agency, DEPA, are urging Americans and all living things to stop producing flatulence. Seriously, people, stop farting, says President Obama. I'm asking you this not because it's rude, disgusting, sometimes smelly, or juvenile. Because let's be real, the fart scene in Blazing Saddles is pure gold. That's not the issue. The issue is methane. When you eat, your body produces gas, which it expels through the anus, or butt, if you will. This gas contains methane. Methane contributes to global warming. Global warming results in some very bad things for our environment and our planet and our environment. Trust us, global warming is bad.
But why, Dwight Prequin? Why are we designed to get cheese 15 times a day on average? Unless you're Jessica Simpson. Why are we made to do something that is considered taboo, embarrassing, or just plain socially unacceptable? Something that, especially when audible, leads to many a red face. I totally just farted. Yep, I farted. Excuse me. Anyway, where was I? But why do we break wind? Why are we designed to cut the cheese up to 15 times a day on average? Unless you're Jessica Simpson. Why are we made to do something that is considered taboo, embarrassing, or just plain socially unacceptable? Something that, especially when audible, leads to many a red face. We may never know the answer, as Obama himself has admitted.
No one knows why we fart, the president said. But if you ever feel like you're about to, just do some Beano, gas X, or just excuse yourself to the bathroom. By doing this, methane emissions will be down by 50% by the end of next year.
The new EPA rule will target new or modified oil and gas wells, as well as flatulence. Excuse me. And prevent 11 million. The new EPA rule will target new and or modified oil and gas wells, as well as flatulence, and prevent 11 million metric tons of carbon dioxide and methane equivalent emissions by the year 2025, the agency said. And while this would not apply to the large number of existing rigs, etc., that have driven a historic boom in domestic oil and gas production, the agency also signaled that it plans to regulate these as well, but to a lesser extent than people's flatulence.
Oil and natural gas don't produce anywhere near as much methane as our own butts, Obama says. so we're targeting farts, chiefly. Not so much burps. Burp as much as you please. We're not regulating it at this time. The new regulations have their fair share of critics, however. Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican, Oklahoma, calls the regulations ludicrous. We should not be regulating or trying to reduce flatulence, because let's face it, everybody toots, he says. You eat cereal, you toot. You eat fast food, you toot. You eat a burrito or a taco, you toot. You eat pigs in a blanket and beans, and you bet your Aunt Sally you get a toot. Nothing be done about it.
Oh no, is Obama going to arrest me for farting?
As former pop star and former TV personality Jessica Simpson, who was infamous for her own flatulence, especially a 2010 incident in which she let a rip during an important meeting regarding her line of blue jeans. But, no pun intended, Obama isn't backing down. No pun intended there either. Your gas was a gas, but now it's past.
This is Pia Forever with Unnews. Flatulating 10 years of Unnews audio. Excuse me.